We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions,
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Vítejte, loving viewers. Vítejte means greetings in Czech, a language spoken by about 12 million people in the Czech Republic. It's a pleasure to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, AstroNet and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5, and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 88 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe, in Ankh Verong, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouer, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. And in Kumba, Channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basatcom Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blundellsat. And in Edea, Channel 37 on Itablesemong Eserna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Verde.
In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV. And Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Casco Urbano, Frontera Sector Portachuelo, El Vivero, and Pueblo Viejo, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Channel 38 on Cableva TV. In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company, and Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In localidad Fontibón, in localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Tele Los Nidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. And in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. And in Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Costanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas del Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Jolita. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapera Quay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Minga Guazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Minga Guazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiao Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingzong Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Xiai County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Xiai City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong An Cable TV.
In Mongolia in Hulf Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Cha Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukbatar Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Cha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, and in Bayanzurk and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Hotol, Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City and Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sanburt Company. And in Sanshan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel. And in Hamburg on Willitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones and Android phones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, umbilical cord stem cells are stored for future medical use in the United States. In environmental news, a reforestation project is inaugurated in Malaysia to preserve precious flora and fauna. In animal welfare news, Bogota, Colombia Fire Department receives an accolade for saving the life of a treasured canine. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, January 9th, well-regarded Italian mathematician Miss Maria Guttagna Annisi is remembered. Born in 1718 in what is now Milan, Italy, she passed away on this day in 1799. She is recognized as among the first women in the Western world to attain a reputation as a mathematician. Miss Annisi's most famous work, Analytical Institutions for the Use of Italian Youth, brought her much acclaim. His Holiness Pope Benedict XIV then appointed her professor of mathematics at the University of Bologna in 1750. However, Miss Annisi turned more to religious studies and dedicated the rest of her life to helping homeless and disadvantaged individuals, especially women. May intelligent and caring people such as Miss Maria Guttagna Annisi continue to grace our world.
Fly-in News, Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association Relief News Update from Australia. In Queensland State's worst flooding in half a century, over 200,000 residents have been affected across 22 towns, with three people who perished since January 1st alone, for a total of 10 lives lost since the floods began last November, as Australian military personnel brought emergency assistance to the hard-hit Rockhampton area. Officials stated that extensive damage to the region's infrastructure, including major roads, bridges and railways, may take months to repair.
When first alerted to worsening conditions in early December, Supreme Master Ching Hai immediately donated $10,000 in emergency aid, expressing her sympathies and prayers as she requested that our nearby association members please offer help to the most affected. This amount was in addition to a $10,000 donation made by Supreme Master Ching Hai toward the efforts of the Royal Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals in rescuing stranded animal companions.
Here we are in Dalby, Queensland, Australia, at the Dalby Agricultural College, where families are coming to get relief aid, food, and our truck is here, and we're here with Juliet. Juliet, what's been happening here at the Agricultural College?
So we're just housing who we can in the area. But unfortunately, Dalby is pretty much out of water. So at the moment, we're struggling on housing, so we're going to try and move them on to everywhere else. But of course, everywhere else is still cut. A lot of people here have lost everything they own. They have nothing. Some of them didn't even get out with their shoes. Every day, they're just sort of waiting to hear when they can get home and when they can try and start again.
Our association's relief team in Brisbane, Queensland, Australia, prepared over 500 family packages of basic supplies, including vegan baked beans, pasta noodles, water, fruit, fruit juice, vegan pet foods, biscuits and chocolate, as well as other necessities. These, along with fresh food supplies to be cooked as meals for the public, were delivered to families and their animal companions at the relief centre in Dalby, the first of several flooded areas being checked on by the team. Our association's relief team then delivered more materials to the Western Downs Council Depot for distribution to other still inundated towns.
On behalf of everyone in Dalby and the district, so we'd thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for this. This is awesome. This is awesome. Just to not even know about it and just out of the kindness of your heart.
With appreciation for the efforts of the Australian military, Dalby Agriculture College, the Royal Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, and all other personnel, we also join in thanking Supreme Master Ching Hai for her unconditional assistance to the flood victims. Our condolences to the families of lost loved ones as we pray for the affected residents' safe recoveries and that through our kinder lifestyles, such traumatic events globally are minimized.
Earthquakes strike Pacific Islands, the Philippines, and USA. A strong 6.3 magnitude tremor shook the Loyalty Islands in the French Overseas Department of New Caledonia on Wednesday afternoon, January 5th. On Friday, a quake measuring 4.1 on the Richter scale rattled the San Francisco Bay area in the USA, centered just 21 miles southeast of San Jose and 1 mile north of Morgan Hill. Residents in the city of San Francisco and even in East Bay reported being shaken by the tremors.
Also on Friday in the Philippines, at least 5 volcanic quakes struck the area surrounding Bulusan Volcano in Bicol Region, as reported by the Philippine Institute of Volcanology and Seismology. There were fortunately no damage or injuries noted for any of the tremors. We are thankful for the maintained welfare of those in the vicinity of these quakes. May such potential disasters subside through humanity's concerted efforts to restore the stability of our Earth.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even travelling great distance on unfavourable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
World's largest cave explored in Olac, or Vietnam.
A caving team from the United Kingdom and Olac became the first ever to venture through the massive Hang Seng Dam, or Mountain River Cave. Considered the largest single cave passage ever discovered, Hang Seng Dam is located within a designated UN Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, World Heritage Site, the Phong Nha Ke Bang National Park, renowned for its caves and grottos. Using precision laser measuring devices, the explorers found that in some areas, the colossal cave measured up to 80 meters in width, with a depth of at least 4.5 kilometers and more than 200 meters high. A wide underground river runs through the mammoth cave that contains gigantic skylights and even a forested jungle inside. Accompanying the expedition was local villager Mr. Ho Khan, who had discovered the hidden cave 2 decades ago but had not yet ventured in. It is believed that the cave was formed some 2 to 5 million years ago. What an astounding and truly breathtaking discovery! Kudos, Mr. Ho Khan and international explorer team, for helping share this extraordinary national treasure of Olac. May we appreciate these and other wondrous beauties of our Earth that are yet to be discovered.
Germany closes thousands of livestock farms due to dioxin contamination. On Thursday, January 6th, the government of Germany ordered the closure of 4,709 poultry farms and related businesses across the country after tests showed that up to 3,000 tons of an additive for animal feed contained potentially dangerous amounts of dioxin. The farms are banned to sell any products until they have been cleared of the threat of the toxic chemicals contamination, which can cause miscarriages and other health problems, including cancer.
German officials have also alerted the European Union's Executive Commission that 136,000 eggs from contaminated farms have been exported to the Netherlands. In addition, more recent samples of fat tissue from some of the egg-laying chickens were found to contain 4.99 parts of dioxin per trillion parts of meat, more than double the allowed limit.
Our appreciation for the German officials' quick action to safeguard fellow citizens and those in neighboring countries. May more and more people find security and peace of mind by switching to the life-sparing, wholesome vegan fare.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production: rabies, anthrax, sleeping sickness, Q fever, norovirus, swine flu, Ebola Reston virus.
Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus.
Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk.
Pig's disease or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, pre-eclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile.
Diseases hidden in healthy appearing livestock, some of the costs of meat eating.
Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk.
Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year.
Cancer.
Increased childhood cancers and adult reproductive cancers from hormones in meat.
Colon rectal cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. more than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year.
Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese.
Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming, plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption: cowpox from milking cows, bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat.
Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat lead to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease, linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis, classified as a major allergen, lactose intolerance, plus more.
For help quitting, please visit For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
Scientists investigate mysterious perishing of birds and fish across the globe.
On December 31st at about 11 p.m. in Arkansas, USA, 5,000 blackbirds and starlings began dropping from the sky, all fatally wounded by the time they struck the ground.
Similar events have occurred since then in U.S. states such as Louisiana, where 500 birds fell to the earth on Monday, January 3rd, as well as farther away in countries such as Sweden, where 50 jackdaws were found dead on a street the following day, also suffering some form of trauma, and in Italy, where up to 8,000 turtle doves were similarly discovered perished, many with a strange blue stain inside their beaks. But the recent reports of animals losing their lives en masse has extended beyond avian species.
On December 30th, a tugboat operator in the Arkansas River discovered what turned out to be some 100,000 drumfish fatalities along a 20-mile stretch of the river near Ozark, Arkansas, USA. In Brazil, around 100 tons of sardines, croaker, and catfish washed up dead near Paranaguá, and approximately 40,000 crabs were discovered after they had succumbed along the shores of Kent in the United Kingdom. In Maryland, USA, 2 million small fish washed ashore, and hundreds of dead snapper were found in New Zealand on January 4th, many of which were missing their eyes. Investigations are underway to try to explain these massive bird and fish deaths on such a global scale. Suspected causes include cold weather, frightened shock from sounds such as fireworks, as well as possible illness and poisoning.
We are deeply saddened to learn of the staggering losses of our animal friends and thank all officials and experts working to find answers to the cause. Let us heed such alarming events as reminders to be more conscientious stewards of the earth and all her inhabitants.
Homeless man with God-gifted voice is discovered. A reporter from the newspaper Columbus Dispatch in Ohio, USA, recently posted a video on YouTube of Ted Williams, a former radio announcer whose golden voice had been maintained despite his unfortunate past encounters with alcohol and drugs.
Hey, I'm going to make you work for your dollar. Say something with that great radio voice.
When you're listening to nothing but the best of oldies, you're listening to Magic 98.9. Thank you so much. God bless you.
In the video, Mr. Williams spoke humbly and candidly about his past, saying that he had been clean for 2 years and that he would like to get back into radio, which he had loved since childhood.
And then alcohol and drugs and a few other things became a part of my life. And I got 2 years clean, and I'm trying hard to
get it back, and hopefully somebody from one of these television or radio say, hey, I need a voiceover, or I need something.
Within just a few days of going online, the video got millions of views, gaining attention across the nation. Now, Mr. Williams is getting job offers from such prestigious employers as the National Basketball Association and others. Touched by his story of turning his life around, the national channel NBC's Today Show invited Mr. Williams to share his experience. He said that the thing that is different from before, when he had taken his successes for granted, is that he now thanks God for his blessings.
We are touched and send our congratulations for your dream come true, Mr. Williams. May God bless you as you continue on the path of goodness and gratitude in life.
Save our planet. China's Shandong province suffers drought.
Having received just 9 millimeters of rain in the past 3 months and with no precipitation forecast for the near future, Shandong officials reported that the province is enduring the worst drought in 50 years.
Some 240,000 people in the eastern province are currently short of drinking water, with 338 small reservoirs dry and about 1.84 million hectares of cropland affected. Nearly 15% of the area's vital wheat crops are already damaged. In the worst-hit city of Linyi, which has not seen such dry conditions for more than 125 years, only 5.8 millimeters of rain has fallen since September, 94% less than last year's average.
To alleviate the situation, the regional government is tapping underground water supplies and is also transporting water to severely drought-hit areas. This year has seen extreme dry conditions plague 6 provinces in China's southwest and east, with average rainfall for another northern province, Shaanxi, currently down 89%.
Our thankfulness, Shandong province officials, for your efforts to bring relief to those affected. We pray that all humans act swiftly in the sustainable ways needed to restore harmony with nature on our planet.
Highlighting this increasingly dire situation, Supreme Master Qinghai, during an August 2009 video conference in Thailand, emphasized the urgent need for measures that would ensure the preservation of precious resources on Earth.
There are 1 billion people hungry already because of climate change and short of waters and food. 1 billion already. And 3 billion people are short of water. How many more, I don't know. How many more of suffering people are we waiting before we take action? Please take action now. Very simple. Just be veg. The global livestock industry is now contributing almost about as much to global warming as the energy sector, or even more. And I know it contributes at least 80% of it. Meat production is depleting people's water, damaging their health, pushing them to war, and breeding new deadly disease each day. Everything is not efficient as being veg. Just be vegan. Please be vegan.
Save our planet. The Japanese government announces the selection of 153 projects to be subsidized for their eco-friendly focus, such as a factory that will manufacture batteries for electric cars.
Save our planet. Delegates from Kuwait and the Kingdom of Bahrain sign an agreement to develop plans for the protection of the marine environment in the Persian Gulf region.
Save our planet. South Korea launches what is reportedly the world's first fully electric commercial bus system, with capital city Seoul introducing 5 of the vehicles on 3 routes as it plans to replace half the city's diesel buses with electric equivalents by 2020.
And I've adopted the earth-saving vegan diet. Today, I have a household tip about buffering the noise of screen doors that tend to be loud when they shut. You can place a couple of short beads of eco-friendly silicone cork along the jamb where the door makes contact. prop the door open and allow to completely dry. This will soften the sound it makes when closing. A big thank you for being veg and going green to save the planet. And thank you for tuning in. Now the weather around the globe.
In health news, umbilical cord stem cells can save lives. In the United States, public cord blood banks are storing the cells from newborns' umbilical cords free of charge. These are then available for any individual in need of a stem cell transplant to treat leukemia, sickle cell anemia, and other illnesses. Doctors say that the cells can also be very useful if siblings or other family members require a transplant. Experts such as Dr. Andromachi Skaradavu, medical director of the National Cord Blood Program, believe that many more lives could be saved if these vital donations to the public banks increase. Heaven bless the donor families for your kind actions. May humanity continue to find the many ways in which we can be of loving service to each other.
In environmental news, a reforestation project is inaugurated in Malaysia to save both flora and fauna. Rhino and Forest Fund and the Forestry Department of Sabah in Borneo have partnered to protect the forest and help at-risk animals. The eco program will take place in and nearby the Taban Wildlife Reserve. Special focus will be on the endangered Bornean rhino, whose population has decreased to approximately 50 individuals. It is also envisioned that the endeavor will work towards increasing the numbers of other species, such as orangutans, Bornean pygmy elephants, and the clouded leopard. Our profound appreciation, Rhino and Forest Fund and the Forestry Department of Sabah in Borneo, for your collaborative efforts to safeguard both the life-giving forests and the amazing animals. We wish you much success and Godspeed. Up next on Noteworthy News, Colombian firefighters rescue Spanky the canine after he was trapped for 3 days. We'll sit in the yard for a while and get some fresh air. Stay tuned for more gracious news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, exquisite news for an aesthetic world. In animal welfare news, Bogota, Colombia Fire Department is the recipient of an accolade for saving the life of a beautiful canine. Incident Commander Lieutenant Guillermo Duran and the Rapid Intervention Rescue Team M97 rescued Spanky, who was trapped between the walls of two houses for 3 days. After 7 hours of efforts and drilling a hole into the wall, they were able to free Spanky. He was found to be in good condition after being checked by a veterinarian. For their dedicated work, the rescue team received an Animal Protection Award.
Para nosotros es una gran satisfacción saber que una comunidad como es Colombia, como puede ser el mundo, se entere de que nosotros los bomberos estamos para ayudar, ayudar a toda aquella persona o animal que se encuentre en dificultades y de la mejor forma, si es posible, salvarlo y si podemos en un momento determinado entregar nuestras vidas, también lo haremos.
Our congratulations on your much-deserved honor, Incident Commander Lieutenant Guillermo Duran and Rapid Intervention Rescue Team M97. God bless you and our heartfelt thanks for saving Sweet Spanky for all your bravery and devotion to protecting many lives. We are so glad you are doing fine, Spanky. May you be graced with much happiness back in the loving comfort of your family.
Time for some lighthearted humor with a joke told in Twi, a language spoken in Ghana entitled The Alarm Clock.
Adetoni, me pewachi ya bokoko, ebi nyani papa, ne mkunyani ebusu ya muni nina. Krachi, diya wane wachi keke, ebi nyani ebusu ya muni nina, ne mko ha papa.
And now for our viewers' heartlines on kimbab and sesame millet soy milk with little Mongolian angels on vegetarianism, the noble way of living.
They are so adorable, and just seeing them makes me so happy already. Sharon.
I totally enjoyed. Such lovely angels. Hannah.
Sweet Sharon and Hannah, thank you for your warm comments. The two Mongolian little angels are truly so precious and show us how delightful it can be for children to make delicious and nutritious vegan food. All our best wishes and love.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
Now we say Bu Vam Jehene, which means God bless in Czech.
May our hearts and souls reflect the goodness and compassion of heaven.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
During the Fourth Arab Ministers' Congress on Child Rights in Morocco, officials from Maghreb countries such as Morocco, Algeria, and Tunisia highlight accomplishments while affirming their continued commitment to protecting children by upholding peaceful and humane Islamic principles.
The Sudan People's Liberation Army signs a peace agreement with the Army of the Autonomous Government of Southern Sudan, pledging to end military operations to secure a shared goal of regional peace.
Iranian relief and rescue teams save 15 crew members from the Iraqi commercial ship Sea Shine 14 that had caught fire, transferring them safely to Coast Guard headquarters.
Amid financial concerns in the state, New York, USA Governor Andrew Cuomo says that he and his immediate staff will lead by example as they reduce their salaries by 5%.
To assist in preserving the nation's cultural heritage, the Chinese Folk Literature and Art Society is constructing an 840 million word digitalized database of fairy tales, poems, songs, proverbs, and riddles compiled over the past 60 years.
The municipal government of Delhi, India offers shelter to homeless and less fortunate residents to protect them from a bout of extremely cold weather.
Poland firefighters rescue a roe deer stranded on an ice floe in the Baltic Sea, bringing it safely back to shore and transferring it to the care of wildlife officials in a nearby forest.
The exhibit Passion for Perfection displays at the De Nieuwe Kerk in Amsterdam, the Netherlands, featuring 500 objects of Islamic art originating from places as far away as China, India, Tunisia, and Iran.
The UN World Food Program donates $53 million in food aid to tens of thousands of Somali refugees housed throughout 21 governorates of Yemen.
To assist Panama residents affected by December floods, Spain donates 11 tons of humanitarian aid that will provide some 500 families with cooking equipment and hygiene items, as well as plastic tarpaulins and blankets.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.